Now, if that's not a men's tune, I don't know what is. Thank you, Richard. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm guest host Wayne Levine of BetterMenCoaching.com. Bruce is exploring some snow-covered peaks in British Columbia as we explore men helping each other as fathers in this first chapter of our look at men's work, men's coaching, and men's groups. Joining us are two men who have been involved in the work for quite some time, Marcus from Las Vegas and Jason from Southern California. Welcome, men.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. When I say welcome, you say hello. When I say welcome, you say hello. There you go. So, hey, Marcus, anything new in your life?
Yes, you could say so. Yeah.
What just happened a couple days ago?
The 3rd, my wife gave birth to the most beautiful baby girl I've ever seen in my life.
Right on. Congratulations,
Dad. Wow, congrats.
Thank you.
Right on.
You.
So, listen, you know, you're probably sort of numb and sleep deprived. But you texted me this morning saying I'm on the way home from the hospital, but I am committed to being on the call and I will be there. And commitment is very important to us. Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I told you that they were trying to clear us. We actually did not get cleared, and we're still at the hospital. They couldn't clear us in time, and so I didn't want to rush home and speed and get into any accidents or anything. So I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of the hospital making this call.
Way to go. Listen, we're talking about fatherhood, and I just want to get, this is day two. We just had a discussion on our group call earlier in the week about perspective and how parenting, fatherhood can sort of change your worldview. In 2 days, has any of that happened to you?
Yeah, as I was telling you, via phone, I could almost feel the change. Just the shift in what's really important is completely happened, and the things that you saw as important before, like rushing and all this other stuff, it's not important.
Right on.
It's not important.
Cool. Hey, Jason, you are a father of two daughters. You're a single dad.
Yes, sir.
Tell me to tell us a little bit about what the being in a men's group and doing our retreats and that sort of thing has meant for you in terms of how you father and what that support has meant to you.
Well, everything, and actually I would tie it to what you were saying right before the break and then we came on, which is, seeing the world through your mom's eyes. I think I did that for many years, and the men's work is the thing that really started to turn me around to a whole different perspective on who I actually am to my daughters. And seeing that through my mom's eyes, I don't think I was really being the best father that I could be to them. But shifting that perspective like that and realizing that, it's not my job to constantly appease my daughters. It's my job to really be a strong, lovable, and loving male force in their life so that they have a healthy respect of men and, they like and love men. There's not that hatred of men. And I see that a lot, and I really wanted to, develop a relationship with my daughters that was the opposite of that, that was strong, loving, and trustworthy.
Right on. We talk about this quite a bit, fatherhood. We have an incredible responsibility in raising our children. Our sons are going to grow up to be like us, and our daughters are going to be attracted to men like us. And it's why we have to pay special attention to who we are and how we show up, because our kids are watching every move we make. And we know through a lot of conversations that it's very painful when we start to see the crappy parts of ourselves show up in our sons. And so, Marcus, you have the benefit of having the men in your life from the very beginning so that you won't make some of the mistakes that you were sort of on the receiving end as you grew up. And so I'm wondering, Marcus, if you can just tell us just a tad about what it was that brought you to this work that has you connected to men, and why are you staying engaged in this work now?
Yeah, I at some point asked myself, What does it mean to be a man? You know, what is it? Is it, you know, how you treat women? Is it you know, the amount of money you make, or you know, what is it to really be a man? And so I started to seek the answer, and I happened upon a book, Art of Manliness, which you've heard of, but then the website that I bought the book off of recommended your book, and so I started to look into your book, and by
my book you're referring to Here Comes the Self Promotion.
Make sure we get this in. Hold on to your nuts.
The Relationship Manual for Men.
That is correct. And what a book, by the way. Excellent writing to the studio audience listening. definitely read it. But so the website recommended your book, and so I began to look into your coaching, and I attended the men's retreat about 2 years ago, and I went again last year, and hopefully I will be on the staff this year and bringing some coaching to Las Vegas.
Right on. So you had certain experiences. Very quickly, give us bullet points of some of the stuff that just didn't work well for you growing up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, one of the things, you know, just one of the things that stood out for me when I went to the retreat was, you know, for example, my wife, when she would say my name in the house from upstairs, you know, Marcus, you know, and I'm going, what? Quit yelling in the house, you know. And you know, when I went to the retreat, I was telling one of the men about it, and he said, you hear your mom. And I thought, holy cow, I do. And so that's what bothered me about it, was that I heard my mom saying that. My mom was sick. My mom had lupus. And so I spent a lot of time taking care of her. And it was just, you know, it at some point there's, you know, resentment and all this other stuff. And so when my wife says something in the house, when she yells in the house, it would bring all of that back. And so that was just one of the things.
That's an important one. It's a good one. In the book, we talk about silencing the little boy. And that's one of the first things that men need to do. And I think a lot of women are very aware when their men respond as if they're listening to their mothers. And women hate to be thought of as their men's mothers. I mean, it's just a deal breaker. And a lot of the work that we do is getting conscious to the ways in which we hear what is being said and how we lay our childhood issues onto our wives. It's very common. There's nothing wrong with you if that's what's going on, but you can change that for sure. Hey, Jay, give us a highlight of really some of the wisdom that you've received as a father from being in your men's group. Anything come to mind?
Absolutely. The very first thing that became apparent to me was the amount of anger that I had brewed up in my previous marriage and had no outlet for, no safe place to let that go. And, you know, my life did a 180, just my emotional life did a 180 once I could recognize that, accept it, and the men were there to help me dispose of that in a healthy way.
Right on.
So
yep.
That was a huge, huge letting go.
Terrific. There's so much that we get from having the men in our lives. The trust that grows. I think most men are just not aware of it. And I know I had no idea that was existing before I was introduced to a circle of men. So, you know, we have like a minute left before we have to go to break. Time flies when you're doing men's work, yes? Mm-hmm. So just a last thought that you'd want to share with the men listening, and then we'll let you go on your way, and Marcus back home with your new family. You could go first, Marcus.
Okay. Yeah, I immediately thought of today when it didn't work out, when I was trying to get out of there and get to this call. I thought of the videos. Some more promotion for you, by the way, Mike. I thought of the videos that you do on a weekly basis for the men. As you know, maybe just some material for you, because I wasn't in charge. I was trying to get home, and sometimes things just don't work out. And it's nice to be able to have the men there to where, you know, you can call them and say, hey, this is what's going on, and get some really good advice and just keep you in your power. So
right on, Jason.
I would say if you're a man out there who doesn't have any circle of men around you, or even a few men that you can really speak to on a deeper level, seek that out right away and find a community of men that you can talk to beyond sports and money and winning an account or winning women or whatever those surface things might be, so that you can have a deeper conversation about what's going on with you and become better.
Beautiful. Thank you, fathers, men, Jason, Marcus. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your stories. It is time for a break. Our next chapter, can men make changes and keep their long-term relationships intact? We will find out. This is guest host Wayne Levine of BetterMenCoaching.com on The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
The light I never knowed, and it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road, but I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's alright.